4CEM.
Drew, KO4HX.
Sure, guy, you doing?
Still working, but doing good. How about you? How are you?
Volume, so they've been calling overtime.
Some extra money, anyway.
Won't complain about that. How was your day?
I got a call today that one of my toolboxes was up at the FedEx at Asheville Airport and was not supposed to be there. It was supposed to have been delivered to a customer down here and where I parked the tool truck, and it wasn't.
Yeah, so what you going to do? You going to get it, or are they going to finish shipping?
I'm on my way back from picking it up. 10 years, so I was just trying to streamline things a little bit, and the FedEx place has gotten to where they're really hard to deal with. So, but seems like Matco can't ship to the right address. It's supposed to go straight to the customer.
And same. I'll tell you what, even the Amazon, they can't hardly ship anything right anymore. Just now taking the toolbox back, or are you going to head home and then take it back tomorrow?
Right down the mountain. I'm on the second slope now.
Really long day for you.
It is. I started this morning at 5:15, and here we are still.
I definitely am not going to complain to you about my day. Because at least I'm headed home, so 30 minutes is just a little bit. That ain't too bad. I'd stay over at the very end to make sure everybody's good, but normally I try to slip out right before the end, but today wasn't a day for that.
Not bad a day. I've enjoyed the beautiful day, that's for sure. It's just that extra 3 hours on the end of your days, it just kills it.
Lando?
How are you?
I mean, it is really tempting, and not so much for the ham fest. It just kind of gives me a reason to go to Orlando and go to a ham radio outlet. I'd like to check that store out.
If you're going to go, make your boats open then when you get down there.
Yes, I don't know if I'll go this year, but if I ever do get to go, that's going to be on the destination list as a stop by HRO.
I'll make it. NC9B.
Hey, Leon. KO4HK.
Leon, I really do. I think the boys got something going on that weekend. And let's see. We'll be a week back from going out skiing this weekend. So I don't know if I can pull it off or not. KO4CF.
You just let me know. Patrick, you should call me today. I could take care of that little package for you. It'd be waiting on you. I got to go that way in the morning anyway. I could have just brought it to you.
Little package, though, is the problem. But it's just, if something happens to them, then I'm out all that money there, too.
Yeah, well, you'd be okay. I don't have room for one, so you'd be all right in that regard, I guess. All that driving, though.
Be open when you get there?
Stock box to put on the truck, but where I parked my tool truck, it was supposed to have been delivered there, so I wouldn't have to deal with all this anymore.
I understand what you're saying.
Needed a good run up the mountain, so clean it out. That is one good thing about it.
Busy man, but speaking of trucks,
planned this afternoon, but guess what?
By the way, you don't tell me, Patrick, I know. No problems.
To make sure my day was going to go like I had it planned out to go, and I was going to shoot him a text, and I'm glad I didn't.
Sitting there. I think he got it when he got back to the office. He's just pulled up at his house. But he pulled up and he cranked it up, let it run for a little bit.
We get to it Monday afternoon, then. I think it's supposed to be nice then, too.
No rush. Across a guy. One of the stops I made over in Williamson, they have this big old, I guess, 6x6 frame made out of square tube. And if you put some flat steel on top of it, you'd have a really, really nice welding table. So I said, what are y'all doing that? It was in a dumpster. And the guy told me, says, well, that's our scrap dumpster. I said, well, if you get money for it, I mean, never mind. But he says, if you want, why you want it? I said, yeah, I wouldn't mind having it. He says, well, let me talk to the boss man. And the boss man said, come get it.
Yeah.
I put a lot of work into making the square tube. You know, got a little bit of rust on it in some couple spots, but yeah, you can buff that right off and repaint it. You'd have a real nice welding table. Call him, where am I going to put it?
You're going to put it up there.
The carport for now. I don't know. And see, that'd be a nice shop like Gary has. Danfest in Orlando would be a good place to take stuff to sell if you had a bunch of stuff to sell.
It'd be a good place.
Time letting stuff go because it don't cost me nothing to hang on to it. I might find a use for this radio or that radio or something, so I never can want to get rid of them. I tried to sell my Zygo 6100 one time and it didn't go, and I figured it ain't worth trying again because I like it. I'll find a use for it. KO4CF.
Conversation yesterday, Patrick. I've been contemplating doing the mod on the FT5DR and the FTM500. They about bought them all now.
I had my ST5D done when I got it from HRO.
What?
$1.
And you take the battery off. There's a little rubber plug there. You pull the rubber plug off, and the diode's directly underneath that opening.
I did my FT3DR. I just put that little thing on. I was a nervous wreck, but, I mean, I got it off, and it worked just fine.
Plug off. I think I'm going to pull the plug off and look at it here in a minute.
Hey, little thing. I mean, I didn't even realize I got it off to start with, and then I saw it still sticking to the end of the soldering tip. I mean, that thing is, holy crap, it's small.
By magnifying my lit magnifying glass to use.
About to switch vehicles. I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX.
KO4CF. Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about pulling that little diode off of it was, you know, if you do a test transmit on, I think it's 2 meters, whatever. So if you're transmitting on 2 meters and you got a GMRS frequency or something like that pulled up, you'll see it bleeding over. It's like it won't reject it like it would a normal 70-centimeter frequency.
That too. I don't want a bunch of spurious stuff going all over the place.
And downside was, you know, so if you did transmit, you got to have the volume turned down on the other channel. But like I said, most time I keep VFOB on APRS, and I'm just using VFOA on either my current radio I'm talking on now, the FTM400 or the FT3DR. I do the same thing.
Run the lowest power setting you can get.
Scared me to death now that I've done it, because, you know, it's kind of wide open transmit. I used to keep, like, Spartanburg County Fire Department, you know, not a department, but the whole frequency program on my radio, and I got to where I was a nervous wreck that if I accidentally keyed up on it, you know, that's a big deal, so I ended up taking that frequency off of the radio, off of the scan and everything else, that way I didn't accidentally do it.
Having your channel set up in banks might help out a little bit, but, yeah, since my retirement, I haven't been keeping up with any of that stuff, so I really don't have to worry about that issue there. I don't program that kind of stuff in there.
Listening to it, but I wouldn't want to end up like that guy in California. What was he fine, like $35,000 or something? Wildfire. It was one that happened a few years ago. And apparently he was trying to be helpful. And he was transmitting on a radio that wasn't locked to a frequency. And he was transmitting on the group that was directing where to drop the fire retardant, you know, the fire suppression stuff, and the chief told him to get off the frequency and then come found him, and the FCC, they nailed it pretty good.
set, especially, I think it was it on the airband or something?
On whatever their frequency, I guess they didn't use any kind of trunk radio that was, you know, basically digital encryption. And whatever frequency they used, he was transmitting on it, trying to help him out, and it didn't work out in his favor.
Than that, you better know what you're doing.
But yeah, so that's why I'd already taken mine off before then, but then I read stuff like that, and it just reinforces that decision not to keep those kind of frequencies programmed in the radio.
Yeah, so you've got a GMS program, GMRS in there, and one of the kids gets a hold of it, gets on the repeater, you know, and starts acting a fool thinking that on one of the FRS radios. Yeah, that's a different story.
I bought two of those kid radios. Those things are super simple to unlock. And I handed it to a guy that was in the Boy Scout troop with us. We were going on a road trip, and I didn't want to make sure he didn't change the frequency. So I ended up locking the radio, which, it, you know, an adult can figure out how to unlock it. But I ended up locking it so that way he couldn't transmit on anything else. Plus, it just kept him on the right frequency the whole time. But yeah, you get the wrong radio to somebody, they can start transmitting whatever.
You talking to Patrick the other morning about something about a new line y'all starting?
Kind of, sort of. So we launched the newer model X3. So they basically redid the whole thing. So we launched it this year. And then right after that, which during this Christmas, the plant that I'm in, they add fingers, basically. So they'll branch off a part of the plant and add a new part of the assembly line. And then those cars end up going back onto the main line. So it just stretches it out further. And they did that over the holidays. We've been dealing with that since we came back. And then probably by the time we get settled in on that one, we got the new car, the bigger X5 that'll be coming before long.
Over there, that's on a couple of those fingers you're talking about on the plant there. Just wondering what they were doing.
That was designed, so, you know, it started out with it going one way and then just going to the end of the building and turning around and coming back the other way and then finish. And as they need to add more, they just branch off these fingers, as they call them, and they just take the line and stretch it down a different way and then come back, put it right back on the main line. So they've added, I think they're up to 5 fingers now already. I don't know what they're going to do if they need to add more. They might stretch a different way.
Oh. Oh, man. Yeah. Luckily, no offense, but luckily I don't go into the plant there. I drive by it every day, but don't go in.
Days I wish I could drive on by it, especially right now. But, Leon, I'm turning into the neighborhood, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. I'm going to go in here and see what the wife's doing for supper. And hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning if you're on the radio. So, but you have a good one, and we'll holler at you maybe tomorrow. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Take care, man. It's good talking to you. And hopefully we'll chat at you tomorrow. 7-3, and enjoy the dinner. Enjoy the night. NC9B.
7-3, Andrew. KO4HKX.
KO4CF. I'm clear.
Warm the truck up. Until next week, I ordered 2 tires for my tractor, 2 front tires. I'm gonna get those mounted up first thing in the morning, because I'm gonna need that to get that table off the back of my truck. And then after I get that done, I'm gonna head down to Greenville and go ahead and get that frame.
It'll fit in the bed of your pickup truck.
Well, it'll, you know, it's a table frame with legs on it, so the legs are not long enough to be the width of the bed, and it'll stick up about 6 feet out the bed, so, yeah, it'll fit.
Be careful with it.
I just don't want to slide her all around. But, yeah, we'll get it in there. He said they'll help me load it. They got a fork truck they'll load it up with, but I got some tie-down straps. I'll tie it down. And that's why you get the truck with the 8-foot bed instead of the 6-foot. Tomorrow will be, what, Thursday? What area are you working?
Hampton, Greer, Taylor's area.
get done and everything, I might holler at you and see if we can meet up.
Let me know.
Jamal?
He's tentative. Just, if we can, it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know how our schedule's going to run. Depends how long it takes to get the tires done and everything. And let's drive down there and pick that frame up. So it might be time for lunch, and it might be after lunch.
I can't give you an exact time. I'm going to be anywhere except for the first stop.
He takes you.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be consistent, generally within 30 minutes or so, but sometimes it just doesn't happen.
Let me go grab this radio. We'll be right back. NC9B.
Pickles Patrick at 4ZLK.
I did. I'm in the excursion now.
I'm getting ready to pull back on the yard and drop this trailer and park the tractor and go home. So I'll call you in a little while. You may be home by the time I get done.
About 45-minute drive now.
On by then. I'll give you a shout. N4ZLK.
Might be off the radio, but you can call me on the phone.
N4ZLK. About Tom without him hearing us. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
KO4HK.